Welcome to
Love
the
Intense Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast, where we discuss tips and techniques for parents, players, and coaches who are passionate about developing youth through sports. From the competitive edge to proper fitness to perform, this cast provides insights on proven methods that have produced quality players and teams in girls basketball. You can call in live to give your perspective at 347-215-8856. I am your host, Rhonda Crawley, and today we are talking with Sherry Pegas, founder and coach of GBL Sports. Good afternoon, Coach Sherry.
Good afternoon.
We're excited to hear from you today about your undefeated 11 and under girls basketball team.
Oh, yes.
But before we jump into the goods, tell us a bit about your program and how you got started.
GBL was started, actually founded in 1997, and it was one of the first all-girls program in the city of Los Angeles, and we just felt the need for the girls to have their own program versus playing co-ed basketball.
Okay.
That's how we got off and running.
And I've participated in some of the activities and events that your program has sponsored down at Rancho Cienega Park, which is in the heart of L.A.
Yes.
How long have you been at that facility?
I've been there for 12 years now with the Girls Basketball League, and I actually coach boys prior to that. So I've been in that park about 16 years.
Okay. What qualities or traits do you look for when you are bringing kids into your program?
I just believe just the willingness to learn and to be a part of something special. Kids that we can benefit as well as being a benefit to the program itself.
Do you have any requirements in terms of grades or attitude? Or do you pretty much just take anybody who walks in the door and work with them to target those types of areas?
We work with anybody that comes to the door, but we do make sure that they do get a 3.0 average in order to stay involved with the program. And also we expect, good sportsmanship, good attitude, all the things that help them to get to the next level.
Okay. And for most of your kids, you're dealing with the elementary and middle school kids, correct?
Yes, I am.
And so what is your success measure once they've finished with your program?
The success measure actually goes all the way through to the college level. We feel that we're successful once those kids have obtained either a college scholarship or a way into college, because that's the goal for all of our players.
Okay. And are there any players that any of the listeners might recognize that have gone on to either an excellent high school or college career?
We have plenty that are filling the high schools, the private schools. We have a lot of girls. My number one player is Ashley Dunlap, who has actually been through the high school, the college environment, and has now landed in Australia, which is where she chose to play her basketball at this point. We have players like Nikki Speed that's heading to Rutgers. We have players at Southern University of Washington. We have a lot of players out there that are starting to head into some really good universities. So,
that's excellent.
Our goal is being fulfilled with that.
Great. I'm well aware of Nikki Speed, and it'll be very exciting to watch her next year at Rutgers under Vivian Stringer's program.
Yes.
So you guys have a lot to be proud of there and that particular kid in general.
Yes.
How important is parent participation for you?
Parent participation is vital, mainly because I deal with young kids and because we're pushing such a structure onto these kids, academics leading the way, having a great attitude, all the things that go with life skills, being on time, how to work with people, how to work with people outside of your race, which is something that a lot of our inner city kids don't get to do. A lot of my teams are very mixed, very versed, so the environment is different. So they get a lot of exposure to that. So we expect for our parents to be a part of the program. We expect for them to support us in the things that we're trying to do, because we want their kids to achieve high levels. So if that's the page that they're on, then those are the kind of parents that we're looking for.
Great.
And we also have some parents that, you know, may not be the best of parents, but they have allowed GBL to step in and, you know, be a big part of their kid's life. And we're able to do some really great things sometimes, even when the parents aren't involved.
That's excellent. Sherry, I noticed we have a couple folks that are calling in from area code 111 and area code 310. We will get with you in just a minute. Just hold tight. If you are listening on the chat, feel free to call in at area code 347-215-8856. And again, listeners on hold, I see that you are waiting. Please be patient. We will get with you in just a moment. But before we get our listener comments, Sherry, what do you enjoy most about coaching?
I enjoy building confidence, self-esteem, seeing kids that can't hold their heads up, that leave the program, you know, with heads high, just knowing that they can walk on water, because that's what I always tell my kids. You know, you can almost do the impossible if you set your mind to it. Teaching the life skills, things that carry them beyond basketball. I think that's one of the most important things because I'm dealing with what I call a 98% group, the 98% of the kids that will not make it to the WNBA. You know, that may not be fortunate to play at that next level, but have obtained possibly a college scholarship because they played with the GBL, because they kept their academics up, because they did all the things, all the positive things that it would take to get them there. So I think the dealing with each individual player and what they need, per se, is what I enjoy most about coaching. The coaching part is easy. It's
right.
All the other stuff that makes me really proud to run.
And what do you feel might be some of your challenges dealing with girls in the inner city that may not necessarily happen in some programs that are outside of the L.A. area?
I think the biggest thing is I challenge them to be better in the classroom. You know, that's where it all starts. A lot of kids don't have that challenge. They don't have someone that's going to stay on them constantly, somebody that's demanding that they do better. A lot of our kids, even at a C level, they think they're doing great. And I'm there to tell them that a C level is just very average, and that when they're on that basketball court, they don't consider themselves average. So why would we consider ourselves average in a classroom? So before we can be good at that one thing on the court, we have to make sure that we take care of our business in the classroom.
Exactly. I echo those comments. A lot of times we have kids, particularly on the boys' side, who are extremely athletic and basketball comes to them naturally.
Right.
And they feel that because of that, they're guaranteed a scholarship. And way too many of those young men fall by the wayside because they just don't have the grades to get into college and barely even a junior college in some instances.
Yes. Yes. It's very important. And their communication skills and everything that goes with getting a good education. You know, it's like you talk about good fundamentals on the basketball court. Well, those academics provide good fundamentals for our kids going forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell us a few of your keys to success over this, I believe you said, 16-year period?
Yes. I'm going to tell you the number one reason for my success and their success. And, you know, I'm spiritually led, and I always think it's God's will, you know, for his many blessings, his ability, you know, my ability to deal with kids the way I do, to deal with the adversity that they face in their lives. I think that he controls my life, and he helps me to help the inner city kids. And I think it just starts there, and it works its way down.
Indeed. About how many kids have you impacted? If you just have a rough guesstimate.
I would say it's in the thousands.
Wow, that is impressive.
In the thousands, because we've had, you know, groups of 250 per season, and, you know, I want to touch all of those lives. Now the numbers are down some because we're more of a travel team, even though we still do the GBL sports program.
Right.
I'm dealing with a group of 60 to 100 girls more often than I would deal with the bigger group.
Right. But that's still large numbers.
It's
very large,
large numbers. Especially when you're impacting their lives daily.
Exactly. And I know that you've received some honors from the city of L.A. in the past. Do you want to share those with us?
Well, I've done the Pioneer Woman of the Year. I've got honors for being the top team in the state, you know, several years in a row. We've competed on a national level every year since 2001. So I think that means that we're doing some very good things with the kids. And probably the biggest thing is how they've grown academically, and some of them spiritually.
Great. Sherry, I'm going to go ahead and let some of our callers join the call. Let's see, caller from area code 111, you're now online. Caller from area code 111, are you there? Let's try the next caller.
All right.
Caller from area code 310, are you online? Area code 310. Well, maybe they'll chime in a moment. In any event, we'll continue to talk about GBL. Tell me about how you manage your player and parent expectations. I know a lot of times parents and or players feel that their abilities far exceed what they actually are. And it's oftentimes very difficult to bring them down to the appropriate level of expectation mm-hmm. when it comes to playing time and practice and what the expectations realistically are for that particular player. How do you deal with those sorts of things?
I would have to say very carefully. You know, because,
good answer.
You know, it's a very sensitive issue. And like I said, with my program, it's a little bit different because it's not all about basketball. You know,
right.
That kid that may not be the best basketball player on my team may be the one that's actually pushing someone else academically. They may be the one that's helping on that team with the homework. They are part of that team. So the team kind of means something more than just basketball. It's a means to an end. So that one player, you know, I may not use her as much on that court, but she knows how vital she is to the program. And when you do it like that, it makes the kids that are better than she is want to help her to get better at what she wants to do. And they also are cheering for her to get in that game, to get a couple minutes. To, you know, they're pushing for their buddy because they know that, you know, off the court, she's the one that's helping them get that things done, whether it be in her math class or her English class or whatever it is. So we kind of make a way that each one teach one or each one help one, and then it gives the kids a different feeling
right.
about each other.
We have Nobi who's in our chat room. She says, we love Sherry. So let's
yeah.
give a shout-out to Nobi.
All right.
Do I have a caller online from 310 or area code 110?
310.
Hi, 310. Welcome to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Jovan, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Good to hear from you, Jovan. Please feel free to chime in whenever you feel it would be appropriate. We're glad you're online with us.
Thank you.
Sherry, let's go back to you, the woman of the hour. I understand that you're taking a group of undefeated young ladies to nationals in about a week.
Yes, I am, and I am so excited about it.
I understand that they've been undefeated for almost a year now. Is that correct?
Yes, they have. Since last August when they won that nationals, they've been undefeated ever since.
Tell us a little bit about some of the players on the team.
It's an excellent team, a lot of fun players. I have the luxury of coaching what I think to be one of the top point guards and centers in the state right now. And with that being said, everybody around them is great. The quality of play is above the rim. Even though they're not jumping up there, it really is. It's just that exciting. They're a fun group, and they've won. They're a group that has high achievements right now, so we're excited about them and their opportunity to take it all at the Nationals.
So you pretty much put that out there. It's yours?
No, we have to go get it. But we know it's there, and we know we're going to get it. So
okay.
Yeah.
You just got to go get on the airplane and pick it up, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my girls know that they have to play and they have to compete, and that we've gone all year without underestimating anybody. So we won't start there now. We'll just go and play, and hope to do well and bring the national championship back to Los Angeles.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about your point guard. What makes her special? What types of skills does she have that makes her, as you say, one of the top point guards in California right now?
She's a great performer. She does well. She has skills. I think she can almost play at a high school level now. Her basketball IQ is just that high.
Really?
She it's just that high. But she's the ultimate point guard. She's not selfish. She's humble. She can take control of a game, but she believes in sharing. I mean, she shares the ball, and she believes in her teammates. So to me, that makes that ultimate point guard.
Okay. You mentioned something that I hear often coaches talk about, which is basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit more about that.
I just think she's above everyone. She plays the game, she thinks it in advance. She makes plays that you would probably see afterwards, but she sees it before. Her knowledge of the game itself is very, very good. And this is a kid that we won nationals with when she was in the third grade. So
really,
she's really, really that good. And so again, she's so humble, you would never, if she walked in a gym, you would never know which one it was.
Really? So she was someone you would consider a student of the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about your supporting cast.
My supporting cast, well, it would have to start with my big center, Kendall Cooper. She's a 6'1", just turned 12. And
wow.
She will be representing in the middle for the Nationals, a total leader, just a born leader. Her leadership skills has also helped us to get where we are right now. To have someone that's an extension of the coach that's on the court most of the time is just a blessing.
Okay.
So, along with her strong game, she also averages about 4 to 6 block shots a game. So she's really bringing it. She's an offensive producer, and she does really well. And she's just a great, great kid.
So she can be a little bit intimidating for those who like to drive to work in the paint.
Absolutely.
What was the name of your point guard?
At 6'1", she's a lot intimidating. My point guard is Jordan Canada.
Okay.
And Sierra Thompson.
Okay.
Jordan Jordan can play 3 or 4 positions and will.
Good. That's always helpful.
Yeah.
So we've talked about your point guard, your center. Who's your two?
My two would have to be between Jordan, and who plays too often, but a big-time shooter, someone that's been with me a long time, and Leslie Lopez. You know, she's deceptive. People don't talk about her, and we like that because Leslie leads the stat sheets with steals. She's a monster 3-point shooter. She plays great defense. And, you have to have those special role players that just fit in and do whatever's required. That's Leslie.
Great. What do you got going in the post position?
We got in the post position, we're fortunate enough to have two great ones. We got big 6'1", Kendall Cooper, and we got almost 6-foot LaJanae Drummer, who's a sixth grader, and is just a monster in there. Rebounds, putbacks, and she can play the guard, so she's one that's going to pull the rebound off and push it up.
So we've got 3 6-footers on the floor.
Yes.
Nationals, they might want to reschedule, give you guys more time.
No, they don't want to reschedule. We want to do it.
Have you heard anything about some of the teams you may be coming up against?
I know that there's a few really good teams out that way. Because of the new age range for Nationals, I'm not really sure exactly what teams we'll be seeing. So it'll be more of a scout and see when we get there.
What they made a change in their age group?
Yes, they now the 11U consist of players that turned 12 after July of last year. So that adds on another 6 months worth of, you know, age.
So they're now more aligned closely with the boys' cutoff.
They are. That's
okay.
What they were trying to do.
Okay, because in the past it was January 1st was
right,
the cutoff,
exactly,
if I recall.
Exactly. Now it's July 1.
Great. Here in the L.A., Orange County, Northern California, San Diego, who are some of your favorite competitors out here in California?
Probably my favorite competitors. It would actually be anybody on the other side of the court in the other color uniform. You know, I'll just about take, only because we've had such a good year, I would probably say it was the Heat. It could be San Gabriel Valley. There are a few teams out there that are challenging.
Okay.
But those two programs, Monterey Park Heat and SGV, both have been around all of the years that I've gone to Nationals, so I would say those two. And, of course, BTR, who is no longer playing, but, you know, had a big impact on the youth basketball program. And also,
absolutely,
I would say I've learned the most from BTR and John Wells.
Okay. Well, good. Good shout out to John Wells.
Yes, indeed, wherever he is.
Wherever he may be.
He shared some things. And on another note, he's not out there as much on the youth program, but he provides a lot of vital information. And that would be Albert Kennebrew from the,
yes,
Cal Sparks. Just,
yes,
a wonderful guy, runs a great. He's more into the high school now.
Right.
But we've grown together, and I, you know, him and Ron Perry, I would say, took me by the hand and kind of led me through and taught me a lot of what I know about club basketball. So, you know, I have to tip my hat to those two guys.
And let me echo that to say that those gentlemen, as well as you, have also been very instrumental in helping me with my program, as small as it may be. And it's very rewarding and helpful to know that there are folks out there who understand what we're trying to do with these young ladies and helping them to grow and develop, not just with a basketball in a gym, but also off the court. And the knowledge that all of you have shared with me personally has definitely been of benefit, and I thank each and every one of you as well, because, you know, without, you know, a little hint there, a tip here, an email there, it makes it very, very difficult to manage programs and teams and players and just to know where to go and where to be.
Yes, definitely.
So that's, you have certainly been very helpful to me in that area, as well as the Ron Perrys and Elberts and
right,
et cetera. So
exactly.
Shout out to all of the teams in the greater Los Angeles area.
Yes, that have helped us to get better all year, because without them, we wouldn't have anybody to play. So we're grateful for that.
Okay. We have another person in our chat room, ET1173, who is active in our chat room right now, who says that they have a 15 and under girls team in Baltimore named the Lady Lions that just won the AAU title in Maryland.
All right. Okay.
So looks like they're going to be doing good things.
All right.
He says they have, or she says that they have tremendous talent.
All right. We like that.
And Nobi is saying that he's raring to get to Bronson next week, or Branson, excuse me.
Yeah.
And the dates on that are June 26th?
Yes, we leave on the 26th. It starts on the 27th, and it ends on July 5th.
Okay. Well, you will definitely have to send me a text message or something so that I can keep folks updated on your progress.
Okay. Definitely.
And I understand, you know, as also running a club program, there's a lot of money involved in getting these programs off the ground and getting kids to gyms and uniforms and tennis shoes and travel, airfare, hotel, food.
Yes, all of
you know, snacks in between.
It's a tremendous amount of money. And just the fact this year we worked with, we have two teams that are number one in the state, being our 10U and our 11U team. We have our 13U team that were runners-up in the state of California. And we have two high school teams that we think are very good. All kids right now need to travel. They need to be seen on the high school level. They need to get to the nationals on the youth level. And everything is so expensive. It's averaging, just our national trip alone for one team is averaging over $20,000. And if you can imagine dealing with a group of 13, 14 kids, the majority of them being from the inner city. And a lot of them do have parents that work, but, you know, we have a lot of single family homes. It is an absolute struggle at this point to make that money. And we know things are tight for everybody, but, you know, I mentioned before that we're spiritually led and we think it's God's will, and we know that we pray that, you know, eventually we'll get a door open that we can get these kids moving and going to the places that they need to be, because it helps to keep them off the streets all year. We've worked all year to get to where we are now. And now the only thing stopping us from getting to the places we need to go is money. You know, so financially we're bound by what we have, which is not a lot.
Right.
We count on a lot of companies. Bingham is one of our big sponsors right now. And, you know, I thank God that they come through and they're helping us to get where we're going right now with the initial nationals. Without that type of support, we can't even leave town.
I'm well aware of those restrictions.
Yeah,
and I also know that you guys are very active on the fundraising side to try to raise the funds to make sure that these kids have an opportunity to travel and show their wares across the nation.
Yes, and we've been fundraising for 8 months, and, you know, to date, we leave in 9 days, and we still are a couple $1,000s short. So that just goes to show you that no matter how long you're fundraising, we thought we were starting early, and we did get funds in, but, you know, it's just difficult with prices high, the gas prices, everything is up more than it would ordinarily be even. So, you know, it's quite a challenge, but, you know, we haven't missed the nationals yet, and something always seems to work out for these girls, and that's why we say, you know, it's always God's will and his blessings that help to get us there.
If I may respond to what you guys are speaking of as far as the fundraising and the cost of what it takes to run this program.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The cost is amazing. I mean, like she just mentioned, there's two high school teams. There's an 8th grade team, a 7th grade team, a 6th grade team, and a 5th grade team. And I was part of, and still am part of, but part of GBL when we also had to travel to nationals. And fundraising is great, and we love it, and our parents do everything they possibly can to fundraise and get our babies there. 90% of us are single mothers. 90% of us, I would say, on that team are single mothers, on the program as a whole. And Sherry has been so diligent in sponsoring herself, many of these children on this team. But we need a lot of outside support. We need help. Sherry mentioned Bingham. Bingham is one of our best sponsors and has helped us many times for many years. But that's just one company. That's just one. We're hoping that because of what she does, you mentioned, you asked her a question about how many lives does she think she's impacted. And she said thousands. And I'm assuming that she's saying that within just a few years. I'm not assuming that she's speaking broadly. You're looking at one of her girls that are 20, she's 24, who was a GBL rebel, who is now playing overseas. She's playing professional ball overseas to her new children that are in the, you know, fifth grade. So when you're speaking of how many girls does she impact, I couldn't even begin to tell you. I couldn't even begin to tell you. And this program is so needed. It is so, so, so needed for these, you know, young girls to succeed that, you know, basically I'm asking for support for GBL. We need to get out there and get our name put out there so that we can get some help.
I agree. And, Sherry, I know that you are open for donations. And if you can give our listeners and the folks in the chat rooms the web address where they could go to give a donation, I think this would be a great time to do that.
Well, I will give them that information. The website is www.gblsports.org. And that's G Girls B Basketball L League Sports, S-P-O-R-T-S. .org, and it's /sponsors, or you can just click on the sponsors page. And that's also a site where people can look and get information about what we're doing right now with the girls.
Yes, and Nobi just put the link up in our chat for us, and I will also include it in our show notes. Also, Sherry, let the listeners know the type of organization or how GBL is organized. It's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit correct. Organization, and it's made for girls' sports and mentoring and technology, which is something that we've gotten into. So it's not only for the sports portion, but it's the academic side as well. We would like to get in some more tutors and some more people that can help to keep these grades on up to 3.0s and 4.0s.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we've kind of blew by the 3.0 with most of the kids. I think
okay.
The parents will agree we've kind of gotten up into closer to the 3.5s to 4.0s for a lot of them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a caller on the line from area code 111? Going once, going twice. Is there another caller on the line? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Donna. I'm one of the parents with Sherry.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. And I'm also a single mom, the one that Jovan was just speaking of.
Okay.
And I'd just like to talk for my daughter and her experiences being with GBL.
Please.
And it's been a wonderful and enlightening experience because my daughter brought up her grades.
Yes.
You know, just to be on the team and stay active. And she's a 3.75.
Yes.
Great. What grade is your daughter in?
She's in the eighth grade.
Beautiful.
She's got a scholarship to play high school ball.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And she's highly sought after right now. I want to mention that, too.
Absolutely.
Well,
what's her name?
Her name is Donay Mogale.
Donay Mogale?
Mm-hmm.
Which high school will she be attending?
Sarah in Gardena.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look for her.
And she just loves Sherry so much, and these girls strive so hard to please Sherry, and because they know if they don't get good grades, they can't play ball. So
yes.
That's their incentive to do the best that they can and be happy in her award ceremonies that she do at the end of the year, just inspire the girls to do even more because she gives them trophies, she gives them incentives, and as a single mom, I'll cry because she has been there for me 100%. And I just want to thank her for all she's done in my life with my daughter because all the time I'm not able to pay, and she has been sponsoring me, and I just want to give something back to her. And I hope somebody listening will open up their heart and their pockets and give something to these inner-city girls because they work so hard, and they're enjoyable to watch. These girls, they play basketball. They're not just females playing basketball. They're athletes. They're not out there using, they're not out there trying to date boys, they're doing their homework, they're getting good grades, they're having a good time playing basketball, and they have a drive and an incentive to go to college. And not many sports will do that for these kids. It's a whole program. It's just not part of a program. It's a whole package of a program. And I just wanted to add that because I'm just so grateful for her to come into our life and be the mentor that she has been to my daughter. That's all.
Okay. Well, yeah. Great. That is an excellent testimonial for the work that you have done, Sherry. And like I said, I know from experience that you do have a big heart and very giving, and I've seen your kids. We've played your kids several times and had some good times down at Rancho.
Yes.
We got to get back and see you guys again. We haven't seen you in a while. But we don't want to play you 11 and under.
Just that example right there is why I do what I do.
Yes.
You know, just that alone, you know, it's inspiring for me to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
For the long haul, so. Yes.
We're listening to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast on Blog Talk Radio. To call in, please dial 347-215-8856. As I mentioned earlier, ET1173 is active in our web chat, and they have a couple questions for us, Sherry, you might be able to help with. One of them is, who are the top 15 and under teams out here in California?
The top 15 and under, I would say, well, I would actually put GBL as one of the top 15 and under, but our girls are playing 17, so that's why they're all ninth graders. But you know, if they were playing 15 and under, they would definitely be challenging for that spot. But I would probably say probably Swish maybe have one of the top ones, maybe TSIN, someone like that. FBC may have one, but they tend to go 17. They don't really work the 15s as much. And, you know, my eighth grade is playing some 15U right now, and they've been doing very well also. So there you go.
Okay. ET1173 has also indicated that they work for a program to help girls go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And they have provided an email address. E as in Edward, T as in Tom, 1173@AOL.com.
Okay. And so I would definitely use that because that's definitely the goal of every player on the GBL is to get to college.
Right.
It's not even something they're thinking about. It's something they know they're going to do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, so
and
I
they,
would definitely
yes. And
contact them.
They've also indicated that they're connected with a number of the historically black colleges on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
and that Don Staley is now at the University of South Carolina looking for players.
Okay.
So
excellent.
That's a good contact, and ET1173, we appreciate all of this information. We will certainly utilize it going forward. And as a reminder, if you would like to make a donation to the GBL sports program, in particular to support these 11 and unders who are undefeated in California, you can go to gblsports.org. That's www.gblsports.org.
Yes.
Sure, I got a few more questions for you.
Okay.
What type of playing style do you prefer?
For my team or the other team?
For your team.
Okay.
And in particular, let's talk about your 11 and unders.
Like up-tempo basketball. All my girls are running in good shape, including my big 6'1". She's ripping up and down the court, and that's the kind of style I like.
Good, good.
But I'm also good at a little half-court game as well. If I'm forced to play that, I'm good with that one. We can do that. But my girls like to get out and run.
Perfect, perfect. Let's see. I noticed when I saw you last play, I believe it was in April, out at the Warrior Center. You have a lot of kids who like to shoot the three pretty well, too.
And they're good at it.
You have some stats to back that up?
I do.
Tell us about it.
I would say even going back to when we won the the 10U Nationals, which some of these kids were on that team, we were a hot shooting team there. And that's one of the reasons why we got into the Hall of Fame. We won each game by average margin of 25-plus points. which helped us get us into the Hall of Fame there. But I think it was because of our hot shooting, you know. It was rare then to have little small girls just able to shoot it with such consistency.
Yes, indeed.
And they still have it.
And that three-point line can be very, very detrimental to a team.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. And that's one of the reasons. You don't overdo it. I think my girls play it very well. Anytime you have a six-foot-one and a couple six-footers in there, I don't think you overshoot the three. I think
right.
You shoot the three every time they double our big girl. I think you let them know that you got that.
just so they won't think that you guys are
just
weak.
So that, yeah, no, we. Well, and it stops them from sinking too, and then you know the big girls can go to work. But you know they're good shooters. I think every team I've had, that's the one quality that my teams will bring is that you know they're going to be a good shooting team.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, you said you've been taking teams to nationals since 2001?
Yes.
How many teams have placed during that period in first through third?
I think the first couple years we were kind of filling nationals out. But in 2004, 2003, we made the Sweet 16. 2004, we made the Elite Eight. We won the Nationals in 2005. And then we came back with the second place. We came back with a fourth place. And we've kind of been in the top five since.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody who is wondering if their money is going to be well spent, they should have no question at this point that their donations would be well worth the money in gold.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, we're probably the cheapest club team in the city. We are the cheapest one, and that mainly because we have kids that just can't afford it. So we have to bring those prices down, the cost, and then we have to go out and fundraise for that group. So
absolutely.
You know, we're down low, but the quality of what you get, and we also work with a group of people where no one gets paid.
No,
absolutely nobody gets paid for GBL. Every last coach donates their time. So, you know, you're getting coaches that are really about teaching, training. I've pretty much had the same group of personnel for years. So something that they're doing, my trainers, Marshawn Gordon, Gene Jones, Andre Evans, that have just been excellent over the years.
And I think I know all but one of those individuals,
so.
And you're absolutely right. Yeah. You have a great staff there.
It's not just me. It's that behind-the-scenes work, because a lot of times I'm stuck with the kids, the mentoring, the getting things done, you know, with them outside of basketball, keeping that part going. And I really count on my guys a lot to get the fundamental part, to keep the fundamental part going well.
Great, great. ET1173 has just sent a note indicating that Norfolk State University is in need of 10 players this season.
Okay.
As well as North
Carolina
Central.
Too. Yeah.
That's where my daughter wants to go.
That's where my daughter wants to go.
Exactly.
So we have a great. Yeah, we've got a great person in our web chat today. So thank you once again, ET1173.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is there a way of getting a printout of that so that I don't have to take down all the numbers at this point?
I will put the information in the show notes, and we can also talk after the show, and I can give you the additional information.
Okay, fantastic. That's some good information there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Donna mentioned earlier when she was speaking that she was one of the parents that Sherry had really helped and been working with, and my daughter was also one, Ashley Bruner, who was one of the students that thought a C was definitely the thing to do, and it was acceptable. And during one of our crucial times, Sherry actually benched her, and she had to be benched for 3 games. And we were playing, and it was a crucial time.
It was an AAU qualifier.
Right, right. and she benched her. And Ashley had to sit there and watch. But my daughter is also one of the girls who is now in the 3.3 and above. She just received an award the other night for making the honor roll for three semesters. She made the honor roll. And we didn't see that about a year and a half ago.
Right. What grade is she in now?
She's in the eighth grade. She's part of the eighth grade GBL.
Great, great. That's beautiful. I love to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not often, and one of the reasons why I started this cast is because a lot of times kids in the inner city get overlooked. And like you said, everybody doesn't play professionally or even on the college level. But if there's something we can teach them in their formative years that will carry over into life success as they become adults, we've done our job. And a lot of times people just don't hear about it. We're more concerned about the kids that are going to jail or pregnant or on drugs or something that's not positive.
Right, right.
So things like this are very, very important.
And it also builds up that self-esteem, because
yeah,
I believe my daughter has came a long way from the time she started with Sherry till now, and now she will get up in front of anybody and talk and present herself well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the encouragement that Sherry put on her, she's taken that and she excelled in it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a part of everyday life that she has to deal with, you know, with her peers,
right.
You know, that's built up her self-esteem, and now she passes it on to her peers,
mm-hmm.
you know. So she's a mentor as well as being mentored.
Right.
Right. I'm not sure if it was Jovan or Donna. You mentioned that one of your kids wanted to go to, was it Norfolk State or North Carolina Central?
That was Jovan, and that was North Carolina.
She wants to go to North Carolina?
She wants to go to North Carolina.
Okay.
And she's mentioned that that's what she wants to go. And we were struggling, determining, you know, I mean, she's consistently thinking of college. She is now clear that there's no other option. It's
right.
Just where do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And that's Sherry pushing her. That's me pushing her. And we push as parents, and it really doesn't mean as much.
Mm-hmm.
But like Donna said, these girls adore Sherry. They love the ground that she walks on. So when she says, you know, the water's going to fall from the wall in 5 seconds, they wait because they believe that water's going to fall for 5 seconds. And she delivers. When she promises them something, she promised that our girls were going to get into good high schools. And I don't mean LAUSD. We're talking about private schools, Catholic schools, and 90% of our girls are already placed. And the others are kind of indecisive. If there's any that has not been placed yet, they're indecisive. So she told them, I'm going to get you in a good high school to prepare you for college, and that's what she has done. So these girls are looking for going to school. That's just what they believe is part of their life. This is, you know, education does not stop at the 12th grade.
Right. And I think them getting their grades up has also built that confidence. Their level is totally different now. They know what they can do.
Well, that's what you, like you mentioned earlier, that self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Kids believing that they can achieve, that's so very important. Mm-hmm. And as coaches and parents, we have a very, very critical role in helping those kids understand that they can achieve whatever it is they set their minds out to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's those life skills.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sherry, we are almost toward the conclusion of our show. I do have a couple more questions for you, and then we'll open it up to see if there are any questions either on the phone or from our chat room before we end.
Okay.
One of my questions is, are there any other California teams that will be represented at AAUs this year?
There will be one. That will be San Gabriel Valley.
And they were going at their
NJB would challenge, but they will not be in Division One, so that was unfortunate.
Which age group is SGV sending?
SGV is sending the 11s.
Okay. So it's possible that you guys might see them.
It would be nice. That would be fun.
Yeah. Have any other club programs in the L.A. or California area been successful over the years?
Definitely. I would say actually NJB won last year, but they're not returning this year. BTR, you know, held the national championship in their age group for years. And I would probably say those are the main couple. You know,
okay.
Others have participated, but those are the ones that have really come out on top.
So for this year, we need to make sure that we're sending a lot of positive vibes for GBL and SGV to come back and represent for California.
Absolutely.
Great,
absolutely.
Great. And once again, if you're interested in making a donation to the GBL Sports Program, you can go to gblsports.org. And again, that will be listed in our show notes after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any questions for Sherry regarding her team, program, donations?
And can I mention one other thing about the financial aspect of the program?
Yes.
I don't want people to think that it's just a now thing, because we're ongoing. I have a group of girls that we're just now pushing into the high school level, and we're going to be working with them. You know, that's another 4 years as we prepare them for college. We know that the high school level is very expensive, so we're trying to prepare now for that. So it's not just what we're doing now, but what we're doing going forward, and that help can come at any time. I mean, we're just praying that things happen for us going forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jovan or Donna, do you have any questions in particular for Coach Sherry?
More or less, I just want to thank her for all that she has done in my daughter's life and the point where she has gotten her right now. And I know this is something that's going to carry her for the rest of her life. And I hope that everybody who's listening understand how important these teams are to kids today, to keep them off the streets, to keep them from being pregnant, to keep them focused on a goal in their life.
Mm-hmm.
With so much devastation around us, they always want to talk about the bad kids. But what about the good kids? Can we just
mm-hmm.
give them something back to be grateful for? And
yeah.
I just ask, that's, you know, I bless her and I thank her for all she has done for me and my daughter as a single mom.
And you know, you're so welcome. And we're just actually getting started, because we've all often talked about what was going to happen when they got to the high school level and, you know, the college level. And you know, now we're there. We're there. So.
And she's truly guided me, because I know nothing about basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm 4'11", and my daughter's 6'1".
Yeah,
and how
boy.
That happened, I
yes,
have no
she
idea.
Is. And I can remember telling Donna that, don't worry, she's going to be okay. When
she had confidence in her that, you know, I didn't think this was her forte in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she's a beast out there on the,
yeah, exactly,
on the court.
Exactly.
And these girls are
lovely. She's an excellent student and a great individual, and that's what we're striving for.
She's a
you
good
know,
role model.
If Donna never decided she wanted to play basketball again, she would have still benefited from GBL.
Yeah, she's a
and that's what we're about, not just for our ball players, but for kids in general, that they're better people because they've been through this program.
That's excellent. We do have a caller from area code 310 that just joined the call. 310-334, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Name is Marvin Pegas, and I'm calling from
Marvin Pegas, thanks for joining us. Do you have a question for Coach Sherry?
No, I was just listening in. I know Coach Sherry very well. I've been married to her for 30 years.
How long?
30 years.
That's a long time. That's a blessing.
It is.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And he shares me with everybody, so, you know, sometimes he gets a little uptight, but, you know, he's really all about the kids, and he loves what I do, and, you know, it's a blessing that I have somebody like that in my life that helps me to take care of my family as well. I'm taking care of other families, I would say that.
Absolutely. And he does share her with everybody. Everybody. Countless hours on the phone with the parents, with the children, personal matters, academic, basketball, everything. She touches them individually.
Yes. Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
He definitely shares. And he's our strength too. That's our enforcer. Yeah, Donna?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, they a little fearful, Marvin.
Just a little, huh?
Just a little. Because they know he's
in a good way.
His bark is just, it's only a bark. There's no bite with it.
Right.
But they respect him and they love them both. So, you know, that's just a part of them raising our children, not just on the court, but raising these girls that they come in contact with.
And it truly takes a village, you know, and this is the village that they contribute
to. Definitely a village.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I've never, ever seen a program like GBL. Never, ever. I mean, these programs cost hundreds of dollars, you know, per parent per month. We don't even pay nearly that, and we get way more than these teams. We get family. We get tutoring. We get fun times together. We pull together. Parents work together with each other's children. You know, we yell at each other's children. We trust each other. This is just a program that is only just touched by God. I mean, Sherry has, Sherry and her husband are so blanketed. What's the word I'm looking for, Donna? Covenant, when you are just graced with God's presence and everything you touch.
Mm-hmm. Truly blessed.
Yeah.
You know, as a whole, as a family, because I'm from Philadelphia and I have no family, and this is my family. GBL is my family. Because when I can't make it, I can't do certain things, another mother will take my child. And I'm so appreciative of that. And that's what family does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's what we build at GBL. That's what's important, you know.
Well, ladies and gents, we are coming to a conclusion. Are there any further final burning questions for Coach Sherry? I have one. You ready, Coach Sherry?
I'm ready.
Give our listeners and fans one piece of wisdom before we close.
One piece of wisdom?
One piece of wisdom.
It would have to be, if it comes from me, I would have to say, God is good and his grace and his mercy endures forever.
Perfect way to end the show.
Yes.
Coach Sherry, I want to thank you for participating and being very candid and sharing about your program and your impact on the young ladies that you're working with. I did name this show Diamonds in the Rough because I do believe that there are so many of them out there, and you have definitely provided an opportunity for many of those diamonds to shine and let the world know that they actually exist.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that.
Yeah.
And we hope that we will get some further funding for you so that you will have a successful trip next week.
Absolutely.
The return will surely be benefited. Whoever can sponsor our children, it will truly be a blessing into your life also.
Exactly.
Well, folks, that will wrap it up. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week, and check back on our Blog Talk Radio page soon for further interviews with other phenomenal guests such as Coach Sherry Pegas with GBL Sports. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.